There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that,
this is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, let's do this. Midday Mobile, hour number two. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday. Live local talk over the hour. Cameron Smith joins us later on in the hour. We'll check in with our traffic director, my buddy Kane, here in just a second. And I want to say this, that over on the Twitter feed, the other night, the steaks from Omaha Steaks, so good, we took pictures. I want to say we took pictures of them. My daughter took pictures of them because she said, I'd taken a couple pictures of the steaks, and she said, Dad, I'm really a lot better at this than you. Pretty much true. She took some fantastic pictures of our steaks from Omaha Steaks the other night. You can look at that on the Twitter feed at FM Talk 106.5. And I've been telling you about this deluxe griller's assortment from Omaha Steaks. And if you go to omahasteaks.com and in the search bar put in my first name, Sean, S-E-A-N. So omahasteaks.com, put in my name, Sean, S-E-A-N, in the search bar. You'll see this package with the pricing for y'all. It is the deluxe griller's assortment. But I got questions. They said, Sean, you said filet mignons and then meats. Okay, that's fair enough. I was saying meats because there were several different kinds of meats in there. But let me do a breakdown here for you. So for $129.99, okay, so for $129.99, that's what the price for y'all is, maybe not elsewhere, but that's the price for people that get the deal. That is the deal price if you use Sean, S-E-A-N, at omahasteaks.com. You'll get the four famously fork tender butcher cut filet mignon, eight boneless chicken breast, four of their ultra juicy Omaha Steaks burgers, four gourmet jumbo franks, four individually wrapped scallop potatoes, we had those the other night too, and there are four made-from-scratch caramel apple tartlets. All right, so that's in the package. In addition, you get the free digital meat thermometer and four free Omaha Steak burgers. So that's the breakdown. When I say all the different meats you get with it, that's the breakdown. That's what comes with it. So check it out. Once again, omahasteaks.com. Use my first name, Sean, S-E-A-N. Get the deal. Get the free burgers. Get the digital meat thermometer. And this holiday, send unforgettable gifts to your friends, your family, coworkers, maybe clients out there, and give them the best steak of their lives. Guaranteed. omahasteaks.com. Just make sure to type in Sean, S-E-A-N, in the search bar and order today. All right, I want to bring a voice that is very familiar to y'all, but often it's just in little 30-second increments when he's updating us on traffic. It's my man, Kane, checking in now, not for traffic, although we could probably do any traffic updates, but talking about you do this year-round, helping out charities here locally, and your dedication to the USA Children's and Women's Hospital is something special. I love to support it, and I love what you do, and y'all are getting your tour drive ready to take toys to the kids.
Yeah, and this year's been such a strange year, obviously, but the USA Women's Children's Hospital, this will be our ninth year. My wife, Michelle, and I figured it up yesterday after coming back from an event, and it's such a blessing to do this. We've had our nonprofit, Kane's Warrior Kids, for about that long amount of time as well. And what we do every year, of course, we do the Easter egg or Easter basket drop. But this year, we weren't able to. Usually, we take about 300 baskets. But, of course, during Easter, we weren't able to do that. And it's a little bit different this year as well. Usually, I'll have a driver suit on, the race suit on, and right, my helmet. And, we go up there and take trophies to the kids. And this year, we're not allowed to even go into the hospital. So they'll have a tent set up in a parking lot next Friday, the 18th, at noon, and we're going to be dropping off a race trailer full of toys.
Now, let me point something out before we delve into this, that Kane actually does race cars. He doesn't just have a race car Nomex suit and helmet.
That does make a difference.
Be like, man, that dude is weird. So you do this, and how can FM Talk 106.5 listeners help you? What do you need them to do? Give us specific direction.
Absolutely, and I appreciate it. Until Monday, so you've got over the weekend to stop at a few places. We have boxes where you can drop off a toy. And you can go to the dollar store and get a Barbie or something like that. It doesn't have to be anything, but these toys make so much difference for the kids. You stop by Spring Hill Toyota right there on Government Boulevard, Hobbytown USA in Mobile, Aaron's Rent-to-Own in Tillman's Corner, A&A Wholesale Motors in Saraland, and Bowman Animal Clinic in Somerdale. And I mentioned Hobbytown USA. This Friday is going to be a special night starting around 6:30. Behind the store at Airport and Schillinger Road, they're having a huge remote control car race where these drivers are coming in from three different states and bringing toys in. And we'll have a race car there. I'm going to drive a late model, which would be kind of fun, a remote control car. And I got an extra one for you, Sean, if you feel frisky. Want to come out and try it.
I don't have the racing suit. Are you going to wear your racing suit while you drive the remote control
car?
That's
a good idea because it's going to be cold. I might do that.
So that goes on, just go around the back of Hobbytown USA?
Yeah, I'll just go around the back. And it's a huge dirt oval. There'll be cars parked all over the place. We're going to have a race car there, so actually people and kids can stop by and check it out. And then learn about all the remote control cars that they actually have right up in the front of the store. And it's a great family bonding because you have kids as young as 4 and 5 years old racing out there. And you've got people older than me doing it, and I'm old.
you and I are separated by 3 days, I think we figured out.
So I think that's it, yeah.
I think I'm 3 days older than you. Now, racing those, you know, people get the idea of remote control cars, and maybe they remember the thing they had as a kid that, you know, barely made it over the kitchen tile without getting hung up. That's not what y'all are racing. These things are unreal.
Oh, some of them are over $1,000. Can you believe it?
And now
they don't have them that much, but I mean, you can get it started realistically for about under $300. Everything you need: battery, charger, the car, the radio, and you could be back there racing in the novice class. And like I said, they have kids that are doing great Christmas presents and great ideas. And you could probably even get a deal from some of the race car drivers themselves that have extra cars they sell. So, like I said, it's this Friday. We were going to do it Saturday, but with the rain, I just got a phone call from Kari, the owner over there at Hobbytown, and she said, let's move it to Friday because they really want to get the toys. And they've done such a great job. There have been a lot of people. I've stopped over there, and they've had a lot of people that almost filled their box up. So it's just been incredible. So everyone that's helping, again, we appreciate it. What we're doing is getting the toys next Monday, the 14th, and we're putting a 5-day quarantine on them just to be safe. And then the hospital will get them on the 18th, put a 5-day quarantine on them, and then they will deliver the trophies that we get and also the toys to them Christmas morning.
So this is going to those children at USA Women's and Children's Hospital that are there, that they're going to have a Christmas on Christmas morning. They're in the hospital.
Yeah, and the sad thing is they've almost run out of toys this year. When we started this, extra toys would go in the closet, then they gave us a room, and then we actually had an extra building. We had so many toys that were coming in, and so many people started doing what we're doing because they saw on social media and say, that's a great idea, we're going to help them too. And then to hear that they're almost out of toys, it's just terrible. So last year we took about $6,000 worth of toys, and we've got a lot of cash to spend, which has been blessing. Over $3,000 I think we're going to spend on Sunday just shopping around for toys for these kids. And we've got more donations coming in. So, again, we're just asking anyone to stop by one of those places to help us out.
No, absolutely. And I want to say this, and I think I speak for most folks in this audience. If we get to if for any reason we get to Friday, you got my number.
If we get
to Friday morning and you do not have the toys that are needed for these children, we will, through this audience, through this radio, we'll make sure that's unacceptable. There will be toys for every child. Let's go ahead and make that a thing. So people can drop off now and through Friday, but if for some reason there is any deficit on Friday, you let us know. We're not going to let that happen. So
I appreciate that. And they appreciate it too, because, you know, some of these kids are, you know, they might have been in a car accident. Some of them have cancer. And there's, you know, they're just in between, and these families are just torn in the holidays, and for us to bless them. And, you know, when we go up there, you know, we give them trophies from race teams and let even the siblings get the toys, because that's how important it is, because they forget, you know, they get forgotten a lot, but the smiles and that we get from the parents, we won't get to see them this year, but we know that they will be there because of everyone that is helping us now.
So, once again, people riding down the road right now, trying to avoid traffic, listening to you, it's the locations again, Spring Hill Toyota?
Yeah, Spring Hill Toyota. Also, Hobbytown USA in Mobile. They're at Airport in Schillinger.
Okay.
Aaron's Rent-to-Own in Tillman's Corner. A&A Wholesale Motors in Saraland. And in Somerdale, Baldwin Animal Clinic.
Okay. If they didn't get that, if y'all didn't get that written down, we'll get it here, or could they go through to your social media, check you out on Twitter, or where would they
go? Our website, CanesWarriorKids.com, and that's with a K, CanesWarriorKids.com, has all the places where you can stop by and drop them off as well.
All right. Kane, as always, big respect for what you do year-round for USA Children's and Women's Hospital. And seriously, Friday, call me in the morning. If there's any issue here, this audience, I guarantee you, will make sure their kids, every child there has a toy on Christmas morning.
You guys are awesome. Thank you for the support. And, you know, we're hoping we don't have to call, but we just might.
So thank you. Listen, we're here. We're here backing you up. Hopefully we get it done before Friday. So y'all go out and make your donations. Kane, we'll be talking to you starting this afternoon at 4.
Yep, we'll see you in just a few hours.
All right, there he is, Kane. And you'll hear him with traffic coming up this afternoon during the Paul Feinbaum Show. And we're coming right back. More Midday Mobile on FM Talk 106.5.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Yeah, here we go. 122 FM Talk 106.5 online, FMTalk1065.com, home of show schedules, online opinion poll questions, three big things, top news stories, podcast galore. Speaking of which, you can go through and get the podcast a la carte there. Now, we'd love for you to subscribe at iTunes, Stitcher. It doesn't cost you anything, but subscribe to our podcast so they all show up there on your phone. But if you want to get them a la carte, like let's say you were looking for, Two Guys and Some Change. With Angelo and Ron, you could go there and select 6 o'clock on Tuesday night, and boom, it would be there, and you would hear this voice. Well, one of them, hey Angelo, did we lose him? After all that, Angelo, are you there? See, you wouldn't
hear me now.
I can hear you now. See, I was just talking about how people could hear you on the podcast, and then on the phone, you weren't there. Imagine my shock and fear. Say we lost him. All right, we'll do this. Try to get him back on. Try to get him back on. Let's see. Maybe Leanna, you want to do that? I guess we could. We're gonna dial for Angelo. We could do that because I got to talk to Angelo. I got lots of stuff to talk about here, and then we can get him back on. I don't know what happened, but you do get Angelo. You do get him. There he is. If you want to help me get him, yeah. You do get him on Tuesday nights for Two Guys and Some Change. I was just going to say that you could hear that in podcast form, and you could also hear him right there on the radio. So, like, something like that. Do we have him? If not, I'm good. You know, is it Angelo?
Yes.
Okay, it's Angelo. There we go. Angelo, back on. It was a big roll-in about the podcast of Two Guys and Some Change, and then I go to the phones, and something happened. So, we're lucky to have you now.
Yeah, we always have to have those technical difficulties just to make things interesting, right, Sean?
You keep it interesting for sure. Let's talk about that. Speaking of interesting, variety is a cliched word, but it absolutely applies when it voluminous variety. When what we talk about, what's in the shop at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry?
Well, it's one of the things that we love because whether you're into history, like maybe somebody like Sean Sullivan, maybe you're into hunting and fishing. Oh, wait, that's still Sean Sullivan.
Yeah, yeah.
Or maybe you don't even care about any of that stuff, but you like gold and silver, you like pretty jewelry. Well, we've got you covered on all of those things. And we've always told people, if you've got a Christmas list that you've got to fill and it's full of those people that don't want anything, don't need anything, come by the shop. Take a look at all the cool stuff we've got here, from the one-ounce silver rounds, the Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse Christmas coins, the Charlie Brown coins, the Open L knives, all the historical coins and pieces that are out there. We'll probably get your whole list taken care of in one trip.
And let me, this is something Angelo has talked about before, but you can take a gift and just plus it up. You can go large with that gift when you customize it, like the silver rounds where you can do the engraving or, you know, things like that, that y'all do that special touch that makes it even more important.
Well, that's really important, and we can engrave those. We can also customize pieces of jewelry. We have a jeweler on staff. And as we all know, you don't want to get one of those gifts that everybody out there has one. It's much better to have that one gift that's unique so it can sort of lead the folks into the room and say, look what I got. And everybody's impressed rather than go, oh, yeah, my sister has one.
There you go. let's talk about getting in, getting those gifts picked out if we want to get them customized, getting that done. How do we find you? We can do it online and obviously in the real world.
Yeah, now online, we've had a lot of people prepping online. Go to mobilebaycoins.com, click on the shopping button, get a list of things they want to see in person at the shop. Then they show up here at 2204 Government Street. We look at all those cool items. They make their final selection then. Look at the other stuff that's here in the shop, like those open-end knives and the engravable Christmas rounds and the silver rounds and bars. They do all their shopping, and they're out the door. One guy got done today in 12 minutes. Not that I was timing them.
Wow. Oh, man, that is temptation. All right, yeah, you set it up. I'm coming to see you. I'm going to get started early this year. I will see you by Christmas Eve Eve.
As usual. We'll see you then, buddy.
All right. Thanks, Angelo. That's Angelo checking in from Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. And I do dig their show, Two Guys and Some Change, on Tuesday night, one of the 54 hours a week of live local programming that happens around here. Also, I want to say a big thank you to Mobile Bay Coins. They're part of the sponsors for My Locals Only Christmas, back for yet another year, presented by Greer's Market and Cash Saver. Also, Yellowhammer Kayaks. Thank you to them. And Bayside Shoes for Life, Cammy's Old Dutch Ice Cream, Sticks River Shooting Center, Mobile Shooting Center, Canabama, Old Mobile Trivia Book, and Mobile Bay Coins. Let's do this. Let's dig in this for a second. Got Cameron Smith is going to join us in a second for a lot of thought starters here and a very interesting commentary on the state of our republic. We'll get to that. But before that, let me run through, I can get through some of these on my list. Now, this list, My Locals Only Christmas list, is posted on our website, fmtalk1065.com. Just click the link for Locals Only Christmas. Same thing with Facebook. And what it'll do is it'll say what the gift is and give you a link, if possible, to a social media page or their website. Some of the people that do the gifts that I'm recommending to you don't have websites, but we have phone numbers for them. Like Ben Raines, it's a bunch of stuff for Ben Raines. The films, the new book about America's Amazon. You can set up trips to go on tours with Ben. You know, if you listen to this show at least once a month, I have my friend John Sledge, local historian extraordinaire, on, and he has so many great books. They're listed from the most recent to the Gulf of Mexico maritime history to, like, my super favorite, the Mobile River history book. All those listed if you go to our website or our Facebook page. Great gifts for Christmas to people who dig local history. Also, my men at the Nutria Rodeo love their T-shirts, hyper-local T-shirts, hats, all kind of. NutriaRodeo.com is their website, and you go check out the T-shirts. Like, what's wrong with the beer we got T-shirt, the whole nine, they got those T-shirts. They're the ones making them. Check them out at NutriaRodeo.com. Also, Clyde Mays, Alabama-style whiskey. Yeah, whiskey from right here in Alabama. You can check out that at ClydeMays.com. Cammy's Old Dutch, man, you know, the gift certificates. We do this each year for the kids, the gift certificates for, like, ice cream each month. Really cool gift, super local, great stuff. Also, somebody new on the list this year, Crawdaddy's Fishing Rod Racks. So I had one of these built for me this year. These are rod racks, like, for, you know, if you have it in your garage, your man cave, or there at the camp or whatever. Custom made with your name on them. Really works art here. Fishing Rod Racks. His phone number is listed there. Portersville Fly Company, if you're a fly fisherman or just like the artistry of great flies, they're on there. Fairhope Brewing Company, of course, you know those folks over there, and you can go check out their gift packs. You know, Braided River Brewery, do the same thing with them. Local brewing companies, a lot of people like that. Lagniappe Mobile, I've talked about them a bunch. Subscriptions. Also, folks down at Tide Marine, if you're looking for great bait net, something to pull behind the boat, they do it. They do not have a website, but you can call them. Also, if you're a fan, speaking of boats and stuff, Stouder Boats, you can get the logoed merchandise without even getting the boat. Great hats and T-shirts and all that's in there. Plus on the list, fishing trips, pieces of literature, art, candles, pottery, so much more on the list. We'll get to that coming up in just a little bit, and we'll talk to Cameron Smith.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right. By the way, no surprise, but makes me grin every time. The response I'm getting from y'all after our discussion with our traffic guy, Kane, and he's got his Project Kane's Warrior Kids. Always doing great work for USA Children's and Women's Hospital, and was in a position this year where they were not going to have enough toys for all the kids at USA Children's and Women's Hospital. And he does this thing every year where he gets the toys together. We got the drop-off. A lot of people asking me for drop-off locations. So Leanna is putting that together, and that's going to be on the Facebook page, and I'll link it on the Twitter. And then we can send it to you as a text, too, the people that call. But I know, like, Spring Hill Toyota was on there, and Hobbytown USA was on there, and quite a few others in a couple in Baldwin County locations to drop off those toys. But we'll get that posted up. And then I had several people and some people I know personally on my phone backing up kind of what I said to Kane, that I know this audience, and if by Friday he does not have the toys needed to make sure all the children have them, we'll make sure there's no way they're not going to get the toys. This audience, y'all have done it so many times before. I know we'll get it done again. So I'll keep you in the loop on that. But in the meantime, drop off a toy or two and get them over the number of toys. Make them have more toys than they need. All right. Let's say hello to my friend Cameron Smith. You check him out at AL.com, also of the Triptych Foundation. And joining us now to talk about, well, You've been on the heady side of things. Well, you always have been, but even more, I mean, you said our nation as we do it is gone. Now what? This is, you're not down in the trenches. You're up above in the political discussion.
Well, I'm just trying to get people to think about, well, if we don't trust this election and we don't, you know, after all the challenges are launched, after the Electoral College needs, if we say, well, this was stolen. Well, Democrats did the same thing. We're just kind of eroding trust in our form of government. And my question to your listeners is, well, then what? I mean, are we going to fight right for the Republic, for the Constitution? Or are we over it? And we're just going to kind of whine.
Well, okay. Let's talk about, first of all, the breakdown here. I would say number one, I think this is, and I've said it to several elected officials that have been on with me, and I don't know, they're just giving me lip service. They seem to hear me and understand. I don't know. This is mission number one in the new Congress, and I don't know how it's done. I don't know if you have a subcommittee, committee meeting, you have an investigate, how they do it, but they need to go through this, and this needs to be Democrats and Republicans and independent, and if they say everything's fine and how they like, then they need to show it. There needs to be sunlight and transparency, because what you're talking about here, when people, I think that is the undoing. That is the linchpin. If we lose faith in the election process in our republic, I do think the wheels are coming off this thing.
Sure. And my point is, the late John Lewis, who was seen as a credible person, said, you know, right after Trump was elected, hey, this is not a legitimate president. I mean, he was unambiguous about it. He said, well, this is due to Russia. And so this isn't a new thing, right? We've seen this already, that folks saying, I don't like the outcome, therefore, I'm going to just say it's illegitimate. And I think that's happening again. It's the Republican side this time that's saying, well, no, this was stolen. And, you know, when you're on your third recount in Georgia and you've got a Republican governor, Republican secretary of state, and they're saying, no, this is actually the numbers. I mean, at that point, you kind of got a choice. And it's, hey, do I agree with this, or am I just going to say I don't trust this? And then if you don't trust it, in January 20th, Joe Biden is now the president of the United States, what does that mean for you? Are you not going to obey the law? You know, the last time we had real activities around this was when Lincoln was elected. The Democrats lost, Lincoln won, states started seceding, and I just don't see us going there right now. I just haven't heard that. So I don't mind you saying, I don't trust this, I don't like this, but then what? And that's what I want to know from folks.
Well, and you hear different things from extreme to maybe more measured ideas. I don't know, but in what you're saying, you must agree at some point with me that this is job number 1 through 10 in Washington. I mean, if they
sure,
and it doesn't sound like it. I don't hear that discussion, and I can listen. I can play cynical. You're the man who's worked up there so many times in Washington, but I can play cynical and say, hey, there's no way that the two parties, you know, are going to be agreeing to this and that as measures to make it better going forward. But they darn well better put some sunshine on this thing and say, here's what really happened. Here's people. Here's committee meetings. If we lose this faith, and you're saying, then what? I don't want to get to then what. I want to make sure
me
that
either.
This is. I want to fix, if there's screwing around going on, to use a technical term, then let's out the screwing around and let's show how in the next cycle, even by the midterms, that we have eliminated as much of the screwing around as possible.
Sure, and I think everybody's pretty much on the same page there. But here's the problem, is Republicans have to police Republicans. Democrats have to police Democrats. And so if, let's just say, you know, Jerry Carl gets up there and says, I'm looking at this, I've looked at the evidence, I've seen what's there, and he doesn't have a credible way to say this was stolen, then he's got to say, hey, you know what, we don't like the outcome, but this actually, you know, this was a fair election that Joe Biden won, because our republic actually depends on the losers accepting the result. It's not the winners that's the problem. Of course, every Democrat's like Joe Biden won. But it's the losers, just like it was last time in 2016. It's the Democrats saying, hey, Trump actually won this election. We don't like this guy, but he won. And for our republic, we're going to honor that. And that's what we have to see from it's got to be Republican elected officials either saying, here's the concrete evidence of fraud and wrongdoing that we must address, or saying, hey, there's some evidence here that we need to improve some of these processes, but it didn't change the result. Joe Biden won the election. Those are basically the two paths forward.
Well, I mean, people are saying, I want to read a couple of texts here, a lot coming in, but number one, this Tim says, you're always going to have a problem when you have Democratic states that run their own elections, but do you want the federal government in charge of elections? I'll just throw this in before I let Cameron answer. This sounds like such the thing that I don't say ever, because I'm always defaulting to the rights of the states. But maybe in this case, we've got to make it the same state to state. I don't know. Cameron?
No, I absolutely wouldn't support federalizing elections. But you can absolutely say, hey, we got federal funds, and we will condition those on you having processes that are easy to verify, that we can feel confident. And, you know,
so, but there's oversight.
The stick model.
Do what?
It's the carrot versus the stick model. I mean, okay. The federal government says, well, we've got some, you know, burn JAG grants or other things mm-hmm. that we're going to make contingent on you making it clear that these elections are, you know, sort of the best practices stuff. And that way the state can say, well, we don't want your money.
They never
say that. Do it, or they can say, we're going to do it and take your money.
They never say that. Yeah, they always take the money. So, I mean,
sure.
It's like highway dollars. So you would best practices be in methodology, or we use this machine, don't use that machine? How do you picture that?
Sure. I mean, and that's where we have, you know, oversight and government reform, committees like that, taking a look and saying, hey, here's where we're concerned. Here's where this isn't working. Here's where we see shortfalls. You can call in secretaries of state, have them testify, explain about their processes. Take a close look at it, because now we've had this once with Democrats, once with Republicans, both saying the election is stolen or fraudulent. We got to nip this in the bud, because it can't be the case going forward that every time somebody loses, they say the election
right.
is fraudulent.
That's
like,
and
we
that's,
just can't work with that.
That's right. And that gets, if that's not checked by what I'm talking about or some other methodology, it gets worse and worse every cycle we go through. Now, what if we go to some agreed things that make it less chance for fraud? And that would be, you know, in my opinion, vote in person. But if you're going to do absentee, pull versus push. In other words, when you ask for an absentee ballot, then you're on record for asking it. Then the ballot comes back and you're checked off versus pushing out ballots. It seems like vote in person, if at all possible, but if not, you request an absentee ballot. That seems to take a lot of these questions out of the mix.
Yeah, and John, this is what's embarrassing, is basically we're just saying a collective, counting is hard, y'all. It's not. I mean, we can absolutely have a knockout system where, you know, you do it based on IDs and say once we get a vote counted with an ID, that vote's locked and nobody else can use it. And that way, like, for example, if my driver's license has been used to vote and I go to vote and it kicks me out, I'm like, whoa, I raise a flag, you know, say, hey, somebody's fraudulently voting for me.
Yep.
It's that kind of stuff that we need to be thinking about and figuring out. I can promise you absentee voting is going to happen to some degree. And I actually think making in-person easier, having early voting, having, you know, longer periods so that people can come in early, have time, and show their ID. I think things like that are good ideas that aren't really that hard, but, man, we sure act like they're difficult.
Well, you know, and I don't think if Google can say, hey, looks like if I'm logging in from another computer and Google says, hey, dude, did you just try to log in from this other computer, you know, and give me a text or an email about it? Seems like we could do something like that just on, I don't know, something as important on, as voting out there.
Absolutely. And I mean, we could use technology in good ways to engage a bunch of this. And right now, we're just not seeing that. And folks are acting like, well, we got to have all these paper things, or no, we can't do any of that. Use your brains. Be pragmatic about it. We want it to be secure. You're going to have congressional hearings on this. But here's the thing that just blows my mind is Kevin McCarthy, he posted a picture of him walking through Statuary Hall, and it was just him, and he said, this is a picture of me with all the Republicans who lost their jobs in the last election. There was nobody. So for folks to do that well in the House of Representatives on the Republican side, and then the same folks are saying, well, but this election was stolen from Trump. I'm like, well, was it stolen from the people that lost to the other Republicans? Because it's the same election. And so, I mean, it's that kind of stuff that I'm like, you got to square that circle for me. Otherwise, you're just frustrated that Trump didn't win the election and you're grousing about it. And, you know, that's fine, but that's much different than saying I have proof.
Yeah, but mine is not, you know, my beef with it, I've heard enough things, it's truly, and anybody's listened for a while, I know, you know, it's not partisan. It's my question about how the process goes. Like, in some scenarios that have been discussed, people filled out their, like, let's say you filled out your absentee ballot, did it correctly, and turned it in time to get somewhere, but then it wasn't delivered, right? So you did the right thing, but the mechanism to get it there didn't get it there in time, therefore violating state law. I believe those votes should be DQ'd, but it's a tough one because the voter didn't do wrong, but the system did.
Sure. And we need to, you know, investigate and engage there. But the mistake that particularly Republicans are making right now is my singular focus is winning the Senate, of keeping those seats in Georgia Republican. That is item number one. And the issue should be, we want to make sure that this process in this runoff has a high level of integrity and accuracy. And that's a separate issue of, well, Trump's going to win Georgia or win these other states that it doesn't look like he's going to win. Because when you mix the two together, then it's easy for Democrats to say, hey, you're just crying over the fact that Trump lost. But if you say, this isn't about Trump, this is about making sure that vote is actually accurate, because this is going to be a close runoff in Georgia, and we want to make sure that if it swings a couple thousand votes one way or another, that it's right versus us being in the same position. Because think about it this way. Imagine Republicans do win in Georgia, and it's by a couple thousand votes, and then Democrats are screaming, the process is corrupt, this vote was stolen from us. I mean, then what?
Well, we'll come right back and try to answer that one. Our guest, Cameron Smith, AL.com and the Triptych Foundation, return in just a second. Check in with news first.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right. Thank you, Leanna. And just said that post with the information on drop-off locations for the toy drive for Children's and Women's Hospital that our traffic man, Kane, is doing. A big heart, that guy, that kid. He's 3 days younger than me. That kid, Kane, his locations are posted up on our Facebook page. You can go there, and then we can share it with friends and make sure we get all the gifts needed for USA Children's and Women's Hospital. It will not happen that those kids don't have. I know y'all. I've seen it in action before. It's not going to happen that those children won't all have Christmas gifts. All right, return to our conversation with Cameron Smith from AL.com and the Triptych Foundation. All right, let me just kind of, there's so many texts coming in here, but I want to read you a couple standing out to me. One from Jeffrey here. This is something I've heard before, has been thrown at me. Jeffrey said, Sean, I've said it before, I'll say it again. If voting really made a difference, they wouldn't let us do it. Cameron, your reaction to that?
Well, I mean,
I don't know how to prove.
If you believe that and you're willing to support the government as this very intelligent, capable, sinister entity, I've been up there, guys. I have talked to these people. I've worked with these people. And the level of competence that is there to to pull off that kind of stuff is non-existent. They are regular people just like anybody else. They just happen to win a popularity contest. And the idea that they are able to pull off these major conspiracies to make us feel like we matter, but we don't, they half the time they don't know which way is up. And so if it were Amazon or Walmart that was trying to pull that off and their logistics, we'd be in trouble. But if you're worried about some politicians in the federal government pulling that kind of stuff off, I can just tell you, I've been there. And if I saw that level of competence, I'd let you know, but it ain't there.
So Jeff says it's because they changed the rules of the election in some states at the last minute as to why people don't see the elections as legit, not fraud. It's not the same election.
Sure, and I think that this year is, I don't want to put an asterisk on it, but I do think that there are reasons that we want to take a closer look at some of the election stuff this year because it was in response to COVID. So you had a very extraordinary situation and a lot of votes being cast in ways they wouldn't have otherwise have been cast. And I think it's a very fair question to go to Georgia, demand a recount, to say, hey, how do you know that this is accurate, and to launch those legal challenges. But at some point, those legal challenges resolve, those election results are certified, and the question is, okay, do we want to change some things going forward? I think the answer may be yes, but, you know, is there enough evidence? Is there a strong case that, well, actually, Donald Trump won the state of Georgia rather than Joe Biden, and those challenges have been launched, and they have not been successful.
Want to also add in here the extreme. I mentioned at the beginning of, you know, we're kind of talking in the middle here of solutions, but the extreme is, you said here in your piece, there's no suspending the Constitution. We live according to it. We amend it, or we do violence to it. Anyone prepared for the latter should be able to explain the reasons for such extraordinary measures. I had a rant last week about this. I thought people quickly were moving from, let's say that, Second Amendment and right to overthrow a tyrannical government's at level 25. And I thought we were at level 2, and there are a lot of people seem to already be at level 25.
Yeah. I mean, and I saw that too. People toying around with this idea of martial law. And I'm telling you, when the military gets involved with elections in any country, that is not good. That is a real sign that funny business is going on. And I get it. I'm not happy with our political trajectory. I'm not happy that no one seems to know how to be a conservative when it comes to spending, when it comes to, you know, limited government. That's not even a thing anymore. So I'm not saying I'm happy with government, but if you're saying you want to declare martial law and you want the military to oversee an election redo, then you're going to have to fight me because I support the American Constitution. There is no press pause so we can do things that are unconstitutional. And if you want to support some other form of government, go ahead, but you better make real sure that's what you want to do because that's Civil War level type stuff.
Well, that's what I'm saying. And there's people that, you know, they at least dance around it that they want this. And I've done everything short of reading the account of the first 5 hours of the Battle of Shiloh to them to see, you know, to point out what they're talking about. It seems to be magnified. And if you say that, like I do, people say, well, you don't think anything went wrong. I said, no, I do. I want to look into this and make sure, you know, that we shine light where it is. But it seems like you go to an extreme level, whether it is declaring martial law or talking about you're going to take up arms against the government. I mean, isn't there a better system like the one we have to address this?
Yes, is the answer. And my point is, there are. The Declaration of Independence is a perfect example of citing the reasons that compel us to dissolve the political ties between ourselves. Like, those reasons do exist, but you better know what they are. And if it is Donald Trump lost an election, I'm not going to shoot you over that.
Right.
I'm just not. You know, if it is,
me neither.
Hey, you know, you're quartering troops in my house. You are taxing me in oppressive ways. You're doing stuff that is infringing on my liberties in ways that I can't live my life in a way that is consistent with the rights that come from God. Now we're talking. Now let's go. Maybe we need to revolt. Right now, I think we need to do better at winning elections.
There it is. All right. People want to read more on this, of course, AL.com. Go there. Or what's the speed pass to get to this great piece of work?
AL.com/opinion. You can follow me on Facebook or Twitter at D. Cameron Smith. As always, come join the conversation. I love it.
And as we wrap, too, I always like to point out, mentioned Triptych Foundation. What is Triptych Foundation? What's your elevator speech to people? And they say, what the heck is that?
It's pretty simple. It's we want to leverage charitable funds to invest in culturally impactful media, business, and ultimately policy, because at the end of the day, if you're waiting for an election to save America, you're missing it, because we got to go after the culture first, and that's what the Triptych Foundation does.
Well said. All right. Well, we'll talk soon, and we'll address this, I'm sure, more going forward. I hope we'll address it more going forward. I think you're making some difference here.
Thanks, man.
There it is. All right. I'm out of here. Paul Feinbaum Show on the way next. Check in with you tomorrow morning for Mobile Mornings. Remember, check us out online, FM Talk 106.5, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And Facebook is where you can get the link for the drop-off locations for the toys for Kane's Warrior Kids, and making sure, and I know y'all will, making sure every child at USA Children's and Women's Hospital has Christmas gifts on Christmas morning. I know we'll do this. I know y'all. You always make me proud.